Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello and good morning to you. This is Kingdom Advancement, Lisa Cox. This is coming to you today. I thank God for you, and I just want to share with you this morning what the Lord has placed on my heart. And this day and age in which we live in, and it is the good news of the gospel that is what he is speaking that needs to go forth. It is the good news. It's the gospel. Gospel and good news, they are the same thing. Good news is what the gospel means when you hear that word. So let's jump right into getting into praying and lifting up this time before the Lord, and I will share what he has given to me. Heavenly Father, I just thank you right now for your blessings. Thank you for the word that you have given. Thank you for those that are coming and listening right now to what you have to say. Father, I thank you that your word is good news. You said your word is life and it is spirit. It is quick. It is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I thank you, Lord God, that because of that, it pierces right down to the very heart. It pierces, it separates the spirit and the soul, the joint and the marrow, and pierces right down into the heart of men. It is separating, Father God, what is of you and what is not of you. So I thank you for your word going forth today to minister to the hearts of those that would hear, and that there will be transformation and change that happens, and healing and miracles and deliverance will happen. Lord, and your spirit will move like never before through these frequencies to their heart, to their lives, to their families. We give you all the glory, Heavenly Father. We give you all the honor, and we give you all the praise. In the name of your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach, hallelujah, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for you that you come and you came to listen, to hear what is being said. So I want to share with you what God is saying, and I'm not going to be long before you, but this is what is on God's heart right now, and it is the good news, which is also known as the gospel. Many people look at the gospel as just being Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, but the whole entire word of God from Genesis to Revelation is good news. All of it is good news. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Yeshua, that whosoever believes upon him, believes in him, shall not perish, but believes that God brought him from heaven to earth to die on the cross for their sins, and that God rose him up in his power from the dead. Believe in that, and that person shall have everlasting life, which is eternal life. And eternal life is to know God and to know Jesus, to know Yeshua. That is eternal life. And so I want you to turn with me if you have your Bible, or even if you don't, you can write this scripture down. It is Acts 10:38, and I'm going to read it to you. I'm reading from the Tree of Life Bible. The Tree of Life Bible is the Bible that is basically the Word of God. And from the Hebrew, original Hebrew language, translated in English with all of, instead of saying Lord, it says Adonai. Instead of saying Holy Spirit, it's Ruach HaKodesh, which is Holy Spirit. It is what has been transformed so that people are able to understand the original language and intent of the Word of God from Hebrew, in which it was spoken from God to his people. And that's through the whole Bible. Jesus didn't speak Greek, he didn't speak Latin, he didn't speak French, he spoke Western Aramaic, which is closest to the Hebrew, and he spoke Hebrew. And we'll get into some more later on, because Paul spoke in Hebrew, and his Hebrew meaning writing in Greek to those who were in Greece. And so there is some differences when it comes to language and understanding if you're using the wrong word for something that means something else in its original language. It can be misunderstood. So here we are. We are at Acts 10:38, and this is what it says. You know how God anointed Yeshua of Nazareth with the Ruach HaKodesh and power, how he went about, speaking of Yeshua, Jesus, doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil, because God was with him. Now, beloved, those of you who are listening to me, whether you are unsaved, you may not understand everything, but I pray the Lord God open up your eyes right now so you will be able to understand. Open the eyes of your understanding, your mind. Open your heart to hear what the Lord is saying to you. And those in the body of Christ, you do the same. Hear what the Lord is saying to you. Now, in the Word of God, Yeshua said, greater works we, his people, his disciples. He had disciples when he was alive, and those who believe upon him and in him also become his disciples, joint heirs. So that includes us. We, his disciples, we will do greater works than he has done. So since he has come and he was anointed, so are we anointed, and anointed with Ruach, so that we have a Ruach HaKodesh, which is Holy Spirit, and Holy Spirit power is on the inside of us. He went about doing good, so are we to go about doing good and healing all those who were oppressed by the devil. We are supposed to go forth being used as vessels, as God works through us, Holy Spirit works through us, through his power, that those who were oppressed by the devil will be healed, they will be set free, they will be delivered, because God was with him. God is with us. God is with us who belong to Yeshua as joint heirs, his disciples, his sheep. He is our shepherd. He is our refuge. He is our hope. He is our Prince of Peace. He is our Lord, and he is our Savior. He's our Lord because he's the boss and he has control. He's the captain. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's the one who has started and came as an example to show us this is how you are to live this life as a child of the Most High God. When you believe upon me and receive eternal life, this is the life and this is how you're supposed to live. The same way you see me walking and talking is the same way you're to walk and talk. The same way you see me healing and delivering and setting free, you ought to also do the same. The same way you see me reaching out to those that others would say are blemished, are tainted, are crooked, why are you with them? Why are you talking to them? We ought to do the same thing and reach out to them also, because Jesus ministered and spoke to, reached out to prostitutes, tax collectors who were considered as being thieves. He reached out to the sick. He reached out to the lepers. Those who were lepers, full of leprosy, who in that time it was law. You want to touch them. You want to associate with them. You want to be around them, because they're contagious, you can get sick, they're just unclean, stay away. But Jesus broke through all of that, and he touched the leper, okay? And leprosy in ancient Hebrew is also a representation of sin, okay? It's a representation of sin. It's a disease. Sin is considered a disease. All right, and so we as the body of Christ, God is looking for us in this day and age, in this hurting world in which we live. The good news is necessary. It's necessary for me to speak. It's necessary for us to live. We ought to be the walking Bible, so that when we go into a place, the light of Christ is seen upon us, the light of the Lord, our Father God, is seen upon us, the presence of the Lord and Holy Spirit in us should be exuding out of us, that even as we pass people that are sinners, the demons in them tremble and flee. They may even begin to jerk and start speaking and saying things, but we need to say, loose them now and let them go in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Walk in the authority and power and dominion as we are supposed to, because Yeshua walked in power. He walked in the authority that God had given to him, and he walked in the dominion on this earth. People would say about Yeshua, who is this man that speaks in such a way? Who is this man, the Pharisees and Sadducees would say that, okay, he cast out demons, well, then he's a demon. No, demons can't cast out demons. A house divided against itself will not stand. The devil's not going to try and cast himself out of people who he's looking to possess, take control of, steal, kill, and destroy. That is not how that works. How it works is he will fight against the kingdom of light because he belongs to the kingdom and is the kingdom of darkness. He's not going to set himself free from a human being who has a spirit, who has a soul, and lives in a body where that is God's creation and he's looking to destroy it. He's not going to do that. That his goal is destruction, kill, and steal. And so right now I want you to remember, as the body of Christ, that we have a job to do upon this earth. We are not to be ones to be afraid. We're not to be ones to be fearful. In Jesus' name, God has not given us a spirit of fear, his word says, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. We are to fear not, as he has said, because he is with us, and he will never leave us nor forsake us. It's time for us to cross over. Just as Joshua did, just as the Israelites did in Joshua, the first chapter of Joshua, going through that after Moses had died. If you read through that, going through even to verse 8 and even go beyond, God spoke to them and told them to cross over the River Jordan over to the other side, and that he would be with them. Be strong and of good courage. And so I say that to us today. I speak that to us today. In the name of Jesus, I speak, I decree and declare that the people of God, under the sound of my voice, who are listening now, that we are crossing over the River Jordan, into the land, this world, this place that the Lord God has given us, in the places of influence which he has given us, and we are going into that land and we are possessing it and taking control over it, because it is God's will and his good pleasure to give us the kingdom, a land flowing with milk and honey. That means the blessings also of that land. We got to speak the word of God, speak the truth in love, and do it with the heart of compassion, and that we do it with the heart of faith, knowing that God is with us, releasing our faith, knowing that he is not going to fail us, as he said in his word, nor will he forsake us, because he is with us. Be only strong and courageous, he has said. So hear what the word of the Lord is saying, beloved. Go forth, minister the gospel, step out in faith, preach the good news, share your testimony. It doesn't take much. It's not about us. It is, the onus is all on Jesus, his name. Holy Spirit does the work. Holy Spirit will convict them. God will show up and show off. We need to step out in faith and share that testimony that God has given us, or share what he has put in our mouth. So in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will do that, that you will share the good news, be bold, be strong, and be of good courage, and go forth and give the good news. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, be healed, be delivered, and be set free from all hindrances, all fear, worry, and doubt, and unbelief, in the mighty name of Jesus, and walk in the joy, the boldness, the peace, the love, the wisdom, the discernment, and faith, and hope, and joy, the character of God. Walk in the spirit and not gratify the desires of the flesh. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, God bless you. God be with you. God make his face shine upon you, gracious to you, and he pour out his peace upon you. Be gracious to you and pour his peace out upon you. In the name of Yeshua, amen. Bye-bye.